This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Following his fourth trip to Pyongyang, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Sunday said he and leader Kim Jong-un agreed to arrange soon a second leadership summit between the North Korean leader and President Donald Trump. They also discussed potential U.S. monitoring of Pyongyang's steps toward denuclearization. Pompeo met later Sunday in Seoul with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in.
But we had a good, productive conversation. As President Trump has said, there are many steps along the way, and we took one of them today. It was another step forward. And so this is, I think, a good outcome for all of us.
The North Korean leader described the talks as productive and wonderful. The two sides are to arrange working-level negotiations for the second summit. Atlantic Council senior fellow Robert Manning described the progress toward denuclearization so far as glacial, pointing to last month's inter-Korean summit where Kim offered to destroy a missile facility with foreign observers present, as well as its major Yongbyon nuclear facility.
He said he would do it if the U.S. responded with corresponding measures. So I would have thought that the trip would be a discussion of what the U.S. corresponding measures might be. But it sounds like it was, so far, the results are much more vague than that.
The North Korean leader said he believed dialogue with the U.S. would continue to develop favorably based on what he called the deep confidence between the two leaders. Voters in Cameroon cast ballots Sunday in a presidential election expected to extend the tenure of Africa's longest-serving head of state, 85-year-old Paul Biya, in power since 1982. Yaoundé resident Virginia Bayon said she hopes the vote counting will be fair and transparent. There were sporadic acts of violence in the country's English-speaking regions where a separatist insurgency has been simmering for a year, leaving hundreds dead. Results of the vote could take up to 15 days to complete. This is VOA News. Brazilian rightist lawmaker Jair Bolsonaro came in first in the country's presidential election, but fell short of the 50% threshold, setting up an October 28 runoff against leftist former Sao Paulo mayor Fernando Haddad. Bolsonaro took nearly 47% of the vote to Haddad's 28%, the rest divided among other candidates. Earlier, Bolsonaro said people want to get away from socialism. He pointed toward Venezuela as an example and moved toward a liberal economy and defending family values. He vowed to crack down on crime and corruption. His political rise has been coupled with a booming stock and currency market. The country is mired in recession. An earthquake with a magnitude 5.9 jolted the Caribbean island nation of Haiti late Saturday, leaving at least 14 dead, more than half in one northern town. Marisay Alsan, director of the San Gabriel National School, said she felt the vibrations and the house she was in was shaking from left to right. At least one aftershock was also felt Sunday. Haiti was struck by a massive 7.0 magnitude tremor in 2010 that left tens of thousands dead. A referendum to change Romania's constitution to prevent same-sex couples from marrying failed to draw enough voters to validate the results Sunday. Vlad Visky, president of the LGBT rights group Mosaic, said Romanians rejected being divided and hating each other. It is, he added, a victory for Romanian democracy. Voter turnout barely made it above 20%, below the 30% needed for the referendum to be considered valid. Pro-Russian Bosnian Serb nationalist leader Milorad Dodik claimed victory in a Sunday vote for the Serb seat of Bosnia's tripartite presidency, a post he'll share with his Muslim and Croat counterparts. He is the longtime leader of Bosnia's Serb majority, Republika Srpska. He has threatened to hold a vote on secession. Nearly 40 people died, dozens were injured after a tanker truck collided with another vehicle in Western Democratic Republic of Congo Saturday. The accident occurred in the village of Mbuba, some 200 kilometers southwest of Kinshasa. Many casualties occurred as residents sought to retrieve leaking fuel, which had ignited. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Sunday said victory in the bruising confirmation battle over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was one of his proudest moments.
I think so. I think the most important thing the Senate is involved in is the personnel business. Of the various 1,200 appointments that come to us for confirmation, obviously the most important are the lifetime appointments to the court.
Kavanaugh, who emphatically denied allegations of sexual misconduct decades ago, was narrowly confirmed to the 9-member court on Saturday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.